And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week I was honored to welcome the Prime Minister of a free and sovereign Iraq to the White House. In less than 3 months, Prime Minister Alawi and his government have accomplished a great deal, despite persistent violence in parts of Iraq. The enemies of freedom are using suicide bombings, beheadings, and other horrific acts to try to block progress. We are sickened by their atrocities, but we will never be intimidated, and freedom is winning. We're making steady progress in implementing our 5-step plan toward the goal we all want, completing the mission so that Iraq is stable and self-governing and American troops can come home with the honor they have earned. The first step was achieved on June 28th, not only on time but ahead of schedule, when the coalition transferred full sovereignty to a government of Iraqi citizens. The second step is to help Iraq's new government establish stability and security. Nearly 100,000 fully trained and equipped Iraqi soldiers, police officers, and other security personnel are working today, and the Iraqi government is on track to build a force of over 200,000 security personnel by the end of 2005. In Najaf and other important areas, Iraqi military forces have performed with skill and success. The government's strategy is to surround and isolate enemy militias, reach out to the local population, and negotiate from a position of strength. Serious problems remain in several cities. Yet Prime Minister Alawi believes this combination of decisive action and outreach to peaceful citizens is the most effective way to defeat the killers and secure the peace. And America stands with him. The third step in our plan is to continue improving Iraq's infrastructure. Today in most of Iraq, children are about to go back to school, parents are going back to work, and new businesses are being opened. Electricity has been restored above pre-war levels. Telephone service has increased dramatically. In the next several months, more than $9 billion will be spent on contracts that will help Iraqis rebuild schools, refurbish hospitals and health clinics, repair bridges, upgrade the electrical grid, and modernize the communications system. Prime Minister Alawi and I agree that the pace of reconstruction can and should be accelerated, and we're working toward that goal. The fourth step in our plan is to enlist additional international support for Iraq's transition to democracy. The multinational force of some 30 nations continues to help secure a free Iraq, and we are grateful for the service and sacrifice of all. Our coalition is also grateful that the United Nations has reestablished its mission in Baghdad. We are grateful to the G8 countries and the European Union for pledging support to the new Iraqi government. We are grateful to the NATO alliance for help in training Iraqi forces. And we are grateful to many of Iraq's creditors, which have agreed to a further reduction of Iraq's debt. The fifth and most important step in our plan is to help Iraq conduct free national elections no later than January. An Iraqi electoral commission has already hired personnel and is making key decisions about election procedures. Just this week, the commission began a public education campaign to inform Iraqis about the process and encourage them to become voters. United Nations electoral advisors are on the ground in Iraq, and Prime Minister Alawi and I have urged the UN to send more personnel to help ensure the success of the Iraqi elections. The war for Iraq's freedom is a fight against some of the most ruthless and brutal men on earth. In such a struggle, there will be good days and there will be difficult days. But every day our resolve must remain the same. Iraq, America, and our coalition will stand firm, and Iraq will be free. The world will be more peaceful, and America will be more secure. Thank you for listening.